Let's turn now in our Bibles to Isaiah 45.
我们再翻到以赛亚书45章。
May be helpful to point something out here.
也许我们指出几点会有些帮助。
Is that when we study the attributes of God, have you noticed how much time we spend in the Old Testament?
当我们考察神的属性的时候，你注意到没有？我们花多少时间在旧约上？
And that ought to show you that we shouldn't really say we're New Testament Christians as much as we are biblical Christians.
这应该提醒我们，我们不应该说我们是新约圣徒，而应该说我们是合乎圣经的圣徒。
And we draw from the full counsel of God's word.
我们要查考神的整个全备的旨意。
Another thing that's helpful to look at is this.
另外一个很有帮助的是，
When we're studying the attributes of God, a great percentage of the verses that we will use will come out of the book of Psalms. Now, the book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. So here we see that the hymn book of the Bible is loaded with theology. It's loaded with doctrine. When we study the old and classic hymns of the church, we find that they are literally filled with doctrine. And primarily doctrine about God. And some of the music today is also doing that, so I applaud that.
所以今天有一些圣乐也是如此，我感恩啊。Some
of the new writers and song singers are doing a good job.
一些现代的诗歌的作者啊，也在做同样的事。For
example, the Gettys. If you get a chance to listen to their music, it's wonderful. But then there's also music that is just like it's just worthless. It's just a person groaning about their own insecurities. And that's not what we need. We need music that communicates truth. Truth about God. And you need to understand worship is extremely important. And the type of songs we sing are important. It's wrong to teach heresy.
你教导异端邪说是错的。
It's also wrong to sing heresy.
你唱异端邪说也是错的。
Also, it's wrong to tell a lie. It's also wrong to sing one. There was an old preacher, I think it may have been Vance Havner. He was an old preacher.
一个古代的传道人啊,
and he said, Christians don't tell lies.
他说基督徒不说谎言,
they sing them. Let me give an example. And I want you to take this seriously. This song. It's a beautiful song. All to Jesus I surrender. You better be careful about singing that. You're making a promise. And whether you hold to it or not, God holds you to it. You should sing a song like that. And you should also recognize your failure. And that it's only by grace that all to Jesus you can surrender. But you better have your mind engaged and know what you're saying. Because you're in a sense making a vow to God. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.
我宁愿有耶稣，不要金钱，不要金银。
Really?
真的吗？
Because one day at judgment, God's going to ask you about that. November 5th, on a Thursday, year so and so, you told me this.
11月第5号, 哪一年, 你跟我说的这些话,
and yet your life was driven by greed.
然而你的整个生命都是向前看,
and it was your love of money that kept you from serving me very much in the church.
就是因为你贪爱钱财, 所以你不来聚会, 你不来服侍。
You see?
看到没有?
It's better not to say anything, isn't it?
宁可闭口不言, 也不要乱起誓。
It's serious.
真的,
he said every idle word.
他说你说的每句闲话,
it's why we worship with reverence. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 45.
我们看以赛亚书45章,
verse
21. 21节,
declare and set forth your case. Indeed, let them consult together. Who has announced this from of old? Who has long since declared it? Is it not I, the Lord? And there is no other God beside me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none except me. Turn to me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other.
你们要一起读,你们要述说成名你们的理。 让他们彼此商议，谁从古时指明，谁从上古述说，不是我耶和华吗？除了我以外，再没有神。我是公义的神，又是救主。除了我以外，再没有别神。地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。
Now here we have the contrast between the true God and the false idols of the people.
我们看到这里真神和这些虚假的偶像的列国的偶像的对比。
And he's talking here about the manifestation of his sovereignty and his omniscience.
这里在讲论他的主权和他的全能的彰显。
That he announces things from old and then he makes them happen.
他从古时就宣布一些事，就指明了，然后他就使它发生了。
There is no idol who does that.
But
he says there is no other God beside me.
他说,
a righteous God and a Savior.
他说,
and then he says, turn to me and be saved.
然后他说,
now, when you hear a righteous God and a Savior, and turn to me and be saved, I want you to see this over and over again. This is a reoccurring theme. How can he be a righteous God who punishes sinners,
即使公义的神,
and at the same time,
同时,
a Savior?
又是一位救主呢?
He is going to judge the ends of the earth,
一方面他要审判全地,
and yet he tells them to turn to him to be saved.
另一方面,
they're all guilty. They all deserve to die.
都配死亡。
How can he save some of them? And even if they turn to him,
就算他们归向他,
they're still guilty. Faith doesn't remove sin. Let me give you an example. You've robbed a bank.
你抢劫银行,
you're running from the police.
你逃脱警察,
and all of a sudden you stop.
突然之间你停下来,
you throw your hands up.
你举手投降,
and you go, I'm sorry.
你说对不起,
here's the money.
钱我还你,
have a good day.
拜拜。
Are they going to let you go?
他们会放过你吗?
No, you're guilty.
你还是有罪。
Or a policeman pulls you over.
或者警察把你拉到一边。
You're driving too fast.
你超速。
And he says, I'm going to give you a ticket.
来,我给你罚单。
And you go, oh, that won't be necessary.
没必要, 你说,
I promise to never speed again.
我答应,
he says, it doesn't matter.
警察说,
you're already in violation of the law. If you just, you know, you've declared war on God through your sin,
借着你犯罪，你向神宣战了。
And you've got your gun pointed at God.
你举起枪来，瞄准神。
And all of a sudden, you throw down your gun.
突然之间，你放下你的枪。
And you lift a white flag.
你扬起白旗。
And you think everything's okay.
你说就没事了吗？
It's not.
不可能的。
Because God still got His gun on you.
你放下枪，神的枪可没放下。
There's justice.
有公义啊。
You're a violator of the law.
你已经违背他的律法了。
You've dishonored God.
你不尊重神，你亵渎了他。
In your sin, you've committed deicide.
在你的罪中，你杀了神呐。
The murder of God.
你把神给除掉。
Attempted murder.
至少你是试图谋杀他。
Can justice just turn away and say, "Mercy, do whatever you want"?
公义能够转过脸去，然后对怜悯说：“你可以自由行事吗？”
Can God go against who He is?
神能够违背他自己吗？
Can He say no to one of His attributes?
神能够向他自己的一个属性说：“暂时放在一边吗？”能吗？
Can mercy annul justice?
怜悯能够抵消公义吗？
No,
不可能。
So there again, we have the answer only in Christ.
再一次，我们在基督里看到答案。
Where justice
在基督里，神的
carries out its justice.
神的公义施行了。
Upon the substitute who stood in your behalf.
他的公义施行在他的替罪羔羊身上。
And now think about this.
想一想。
If you have truly trusted in Christ.
如果你真正信靠基督。
Let's just make this in a picture.
让我们看到这幅图画。
You're standing at the gate of heaven.
你站在天堂门口。
And mercy comes out.
怜悯来了。
And the gatekeeper of heaven says, "Mercy, do you have a problem with this person?"
天堂的看门人说，怜悯啊，你对这个人有没有问题啊？有没有意见？
This person is a sinner.
这个人是个罪人呐。
Do you have a problem with this person?
你有没有抗议啊？进来。
Mercy says no.
怜悯说没问题，可以进来。
But before they let you in, they call justice.
但他让你进来之前，他们又把公义请来。
And justice is accompanied by truth.
公义跟真理一起来，两个一起来。
And if they don't say, "Let them in," you're not coming in.
如果他们不放你进来，你就进不来。
And so the gatekeeper asked justice and truth. So you have a problem with this sinner?
看门人问公义和真理，你有没有问题放他进来？
What's amazing is when justice and truth say no, we have no problem with this sinner.
公义跟真理竟然说没问题，也可以放他进来。
And the gatekeeper cries out, "Has God changed?"
守门人就说，哎，难道神改变了吗？
Is the judge of all the earth no longer just?
审判全地的主难道施行不义吗？
And wisdom answers.
智慧回答了。
God is still just.
神仍然是公义的。
But in wisdom a plan has been made.
但在他的智慧里，他做了一个美好计划。
Justice was satisfied in the sacrifice of that infinitely valuable sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
因为神在他的牺牲，他那无限的爱子的这个牺牲里头，已经伸张了他的公义，所以公义满足了。
It's only in Christ.
唯独在基督里。
And the justice of God no longer has a problem with you.
所以神的公义就可以放过你了。
At all.
只有在基督里。
Because it's been paid.
因为公义的要求已经还清了，已经偿还了。
And that's why all the earth can turn to him.
所以全地的人都可以仰望他。
And be saved.
可以得救。
And here's something very important for you to understand here in North America.
这里啊，在北美你需要明白一件事啊，很重要。
We see the West declining and declining.
我们看到西方国家不断走下坡路。
We see even Christian leaders compromising.
我们看到甚至基督徒领袖不断的妥协。
And we think, what's happening to the kingdom?
我们说，哎呀，神的国度到底怎么回事？
It's so small.
越来越小了。
No, it's not.
不，没有缩小。
The church is growing.
教会还在成长。
In Iran, it is growing.
在伊拉克，在伊朗。
In Saudi Arabia, it's growing.
在阿拉伯 都在成长
In Africa it's growing
在非洲在成长
All the earth is turning to him
地极的人都在仰望他
People from every tribe and nation and tongue
世上每个语言每个国度每个民族都在归向他
And one day when we stand there in heaven there will be a multitude that no man can count
当我们有一天站在天上的时候 会有成千上万的人数不清的人站在那
So don't worry about the kingdom of heaven
所以你不要为天国担忧
It's doing just fine
天国正在进展
It's doing just fine.
正在迈步前进.
I heard the other day this statement, and it's so true.
我前几天听到这么一句话, 这是真实事实.
When America is buried,
当美国被埋葬的时候,
the church will be standing there at its grave.
教会会站在美国的坟墓旁边.
When America's gone,
当美国,
the church will still be standing.
教会仍然
No matter how much they persecute,
不管你如何逼迫教会,
no matter how much they marginalize,
不管你多么把我们边缘化, 把我们放在一边嘲弄我们,
when the Americas are buried,
当美国被埋葬的时候,
the church will be attending the funeral.
教会会参加他的葬礼。
Okay, let's go now to We're going to look at some texts that are very, very strong.
我们要看看几段经文, 非常强烈的经文。
And we're going to try to look at one of those right now. It's about God's reaction, the righteousness of God's reaction to the sin of man.
就是神的公义如何回应人的罪恶。
Let's go to Psalms chapter 7.
我们看诗篇第七篇。
What we're going to see here is that God is not morally neutral.
我们要看到是神在道德上不是中立的啊。
And this is very important to understand.
这一点非常重要。
And let me introduce it by showing you how hypocritical men are.
让我首先介绍看, 让你看到人是何等的假冒伪善。
We reserve rights for ourselves that we say God does not have the right to have.
我们为自己保留权利, 我们反而说神没有权利那么做。
Now what do I mean?
什么意思呢?
There's a very famous businesswoman who denied Christianity a few years ago.
几年前有个很有名的一个做生意的女人啊, 她否定基督教。
And kind of started her own thing.
她开始自己的创业。
Because she heard a preacher say that the God of the Bible was a jealous God.
因为她听到一个传道人说, 圣经的神是一个忌邪的神, 是一个嫉妒的神。
And she said that's wrong.
她说不对。
Well, let's just look at this for a moment.
我们暂且看这一点。
She's a brilliant woman.
这个女人是一个非常
very strong,
聪明的, 很有能力的,
and she built a business
很能干的,
empire.
她创立了一个事业。
She did it herself.
她是白手起家。
It's hers.
这是她的事业。
It has her name all over it.
她的名字就写满了，都是她的成就。
Everywhere you look, you see her name.
你眼睛所看到都是她的成就, 她的名字,
It's hers.
这是她的荣耀。
Let's say that she's sitting in the central office one day.
我们比如啊, 有一天她坐在这个办公室, 中间的办公室,
and she hears some commotion going on outside her office.
她听到她的办公室周围有一些闹, 有一些吵杂声。
And there's this young guy standing there that she doesn't even know.
有一个年轻人坐在那儿, 她根本不认得。
And he's bossing everybody around.
他在那儿指手画脚。
He's changing everything in the office.
他在改变这个办公室的这个事儿。
He's putting up his name.
他把自己他的名字, 那个男人的名字代替他的。
He's taking over.
他在 推翻他的, 重新来,
How is this woman going to respond?
请问这个女人会怎么回应?
Is she going to go, oh, it's good that you've come?
哎呀, 太好了, 你来了。
Should I move out of my office now?
我现在, 我该不该搬家, 我离开我的办公室。
Is that what she's going to do?
你说她会不会离开办公室?
No, she is a very strong person.
可能的,
she's going to despise him.
她会藐视那个男人。
Who do you think you are?
你以为你算老几啊?
This is not yours.
哎, 这不是你的,
you didn't make this.
不是你创的事业。
It isn't your name written all over the place here.
这里不是你的名字啊。
Your name isn't on this magazine.
你在我的杂志里。
Mine is.
这是我的。
I own it all. It's mine.
是我的,
I built it.
是我建立的, 我创立的,
that's what she would do.
这是她会做的,
and she would be right in doing so.
她这样做是没错的,
but she says God has no right to do the same thing.
但这个女人竟然说,
she is being jealous.
这个女人,
for what is hers. And rightfully so.
而且理所当然,
no one has the right to come in there and take over what she did.
没有人有权利进到他的公司, 把他的公司给绑上,
but she's saying God can't do the same thing.
但是他说,
well, I'm here to inform you that he can.
但是我在这儿告诉你,
and he will.
他也会,
he does it with the earth.
他不仅对全世界,
he does it with everybody on it.
而且世上所有的人,
and he does it with you. When you try to take control,
当你要霸占他的领土,
do you see that?
他有权利,
I mean, the audacity of a person coming in and taking over that.
你说人竟然有这样的胆量, 斗胆把他的,
well, the audacity of me and you when we try to sit on the throne of God.
你我也是, 等我, 你我, 敢强占神的宝座,
传过他的权位,
你看,
or another thing,
还有一件事,
when God exercises righteousness,
当神施行他的公义的时候,
we say that in the Bible, that great earthquake or great famine or a great plague being the work of God.
圣经里头讲到地震啊那些, 或者饥荒啊, 都是灾难, 都是神的作为,
and it falls down upon a wicked people.
这些灾难会临到恶人,
and we say that's not right.
我说, 那不对啊, 不对,
God didn't do that.
神不会做这样的事,
God would never do that.
神不会的,
well, in many of those cases, God is seen in the Bible as a warrior who has declared war upon a wicked enemy.
往往在圣经里头会讲到, 神是一个战士, 他向他的仇敌宣战,
so Hitler kills 6 million Jews.
是希特勒杀害了600万犹太人,
1.5 million gypsies.
150万的, gypsy, 就是吉普赛人,
and countless other people.
还杀害了许多其他的民族,
and in World War II, something like 30 million Russians died.
在第二次世界大战, 大概有3000万的, 苏联人死了,
and so we declare war on Hitler.
所以我们就向希特勒宣战,
and everyone says it's a righteous war.
人人都说这是一个公义的征战,
we can't let him do this.
我们不能放过他,
so we can declare a righteous war.
所以我们可以有一个公义的征战, 可以宣战,
but God can't declare a righteous war.
难道神不能向我们公义的宣战吗?
Yes, he can.
当然他有权利,
and he does.
而且他也的确会的,
every day.
每一天,
and he has the right to do so.
他有权利向我们宣战,
or we read the newspaper.
当我们读报纸,
we hear about a little child that's been kidnapped.
我们看到一个小孩被绑架,
and locked away in a basement for years.
而且被关在一个地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地地
day the police find him, he dies.
当警察找到他的时候，这小孩死了。
We're furious.
我们怒意，义怒填膺。
We're so angry.
我们这么发怒。
And we're right to be angry.
而且这是义怒。
And if you say, well, I really don't have a problem with what the guy did, then you're just a monster.
我说，哎，我对这些事情发生的事没什么无所谓。那你是个怪物，你有毛病。
The news people say the people are outraged at this injustice.
所以新闻记者说，老百姓看到这样的不公平的事儿，都义怒填膺啊。
So God doesn't have a right to be outraged?
难道神没有权利向我们发义怒吗？
Like the evangelist always says, the first thing I want you to know is God's not an angry God.
传道人往往告诉你，第一件事我要知道的，神不会发怒的。
Well, it may not be the first thing I want you to know, but I want you to know God is an angry God.
尽管这不是第一件我要认识的事，但是我要你知道，圣经教导神是一个天天向我发怒的神。
He would not be righteous or loving if he wasn't angry.
如果他不发怒的话，他就不公义了，他就不公平了。
Let's look at chapter 7,
我们看第七章,
verse 11,
十一节,
God is a righteous judge.
神是公义的审判者,
so he's not just righteous.
他不仅是公义的,
he's the judge.
他更是审判者,
and in due time, every man and woman that has walked upon this planet will stand before him and be judged.
到了时候, 世上所有活过的人都会站在他面前受他的审判。
You will be judged by a perfectly righteous judge.
你会被一个完全公义的审判官，公义的审判。
You won't be judged according to your standard.
你不会按照自己的标准被审。
But according to his.
那是按照他的尺度。
Now look what else it says.
再看看他说什么。
And a God who has indignation every day.
他又是天天向恶人发怒的神。
Now indignation means anger.
发怒啊，这个就怒气啊。
And every day in Hebrew.
在希伯来文啊，天天。
Is every day.
天天就是天天的意思。
It's not a mystery.
这不是个奥秘。
People say, well, you know, God's never angry.
有些人说神从来不会生气的。
What God?
什么神?
Your God?
你的什么?
Which God?
哪一个神?
Because the God of the Bible is angry every day.
因为圣经的神是天天向恶人发怒。
He's omniscient.
他是无所不知的。
He sees every murder.
他看到每一个谋杀。
Every child molestation.
他看到每一个孩子被伤害。
Every injustice of politicians and businessmen. Every lust in your heart. Every ounce of hatred. Every time you destroy a person's humanity and turn them into a thing to be used by your own lust.
每一次你毁灭别人的人性，你利用别人来为了满足自己的私欲的时候。
He's angry.
他都在发怒。
And then look what it says.
再看说什么。
If a man does not repent,
好, 如果一个人不悔改的话,
God will sharpen his sword.
若有人不回头, 他的刀必磨快。
He has bent his bow and made it ready.
弓臂上弦, 预备妥当了。
Now, 好, the sword is a symbol of death throughout the scriptures.
在圣经里头, 这个刀啊, 是一个死亡的象征。
And the bow was considered another symbol of death.
弓是另外一个死亡的象征。
But he doesn't stop there.
但他不止于此。
He has also prepared for himself deadly weapons and makes his arrows fiery shafts.
十三节, 他也预备了杀人的器械, 他所射的是火箭。
He is prepared for judgment.
他预备好了要审判全地。
And he is prepared to pour forth wrath.
他准备好了要把他的愤怒倾倒下来。
He's not just kind of throwing something together.
他不是突然之间灵机一动要做这些事。
He's preparing for battle.
他在备战，做好准备哦。
Against you.
要向你宣战。
Unless you repent.
除非你悔改。
And trust in Christ.
信靠基督。
He's preparing for battle against Canada.
他正在做好准备要向加拿大宣战。
He is preparing for battle against the United States.
他要向美国宣战，做好准备。
As a matter of fact, it's already begun.
其实他已经早就做好准备。
Because one of the greatest judgments of God.
因为神的其中一个最大的审判。
Is according to Romans 1.
根据罗马书第一章。
To literally turn up. People are a nation over to their own lust.
字面的意思就是把一个国度或者一些人叫他们任凭他们任意而为。
And to no longer restrain their evil.
好叫他们不控制自己的邪恶能够放任。 这是最大的审判。
Fiery arrows.
火箭。
I've studied this a bit in Roman culture.
我学习了一些有关罗马文化的火箭。
The Roman soldiers were the most trained, disciplined soldiers on the planet.
罗马的士兵是全世界最有纪律的军队之一。
They were brutal warriors.
他们是非常残酷的战士。
And yet in the writings of warfare,
但是在打仗的这些文字里头啊,
fiery arrows could send them in disarray and confusion more than anything else.
这个火箭能够使罗马的军队崩溃，胜于任何其他的武器。
They were the most dreaded weapon.
这火箭是他们最害怕的武器。
That even Roman soldiers would break and start running.
就算罗马士兵都会四分五裂，都会跑掉。
God has prepared all this.
但神准备了这一切。
He has prepared judgment for the wicked.
他已经为这些恶人预备好审判。
His bow is pulled back already.
他的弓已经上弦了。
And the arrow is on the string.
他的刀已经磨快了。
When I was a young man, I used to hunt a lot.
当我年轻的时候，我曾经打猎，常常打猎。
And we hunted for food.
我们打猎是为了食物。
And I used a bow and arrow.
我也用弓箭打猎。
An old timey, just a wooden bow and arrow.
那是古代的一个木头的弓箭。
And when you would see a deer from a distance,
当你远处看到一只鹿，
you wouldn't pull back your bow.
你不会上弦了。
Because if it's a hunting bow, it's very hard to pull back.
因为如果是一个打猎的弓啊，很难拉。
And you can only hold it for a few seconds.
你只能够几秒钟拉在后面。
And then your hand starts trembling.
你的手就会颤抖。
And your back is aching.
你的手就会，你的背就会。
The idea is that he's already pulled back his bow.
因为现在就是神已经把弓拉上了。
And he's ready to fire.
他准备好马上要。
Think about that.
想想。
It's nothing more terrifying.
没有任何事比这个更吓人。
But this is an outcome of the righteousness of God.
但这是因为神的公义的结果。
It's also a result of the love of God.
这也是因为神慈爱的果效。
You say in what way?
你说哪些方面？
I have children.
我有些孩子。
I love very much.
我爱我的孩子。
I have a little 3-month-old baby.
我还有一个三个月的小女孩。
That I love very much.
我很爱她。
I am not a violent man.
我不是一个粗暴的人。
But if you tried to hurt my baby,
但如果你敢害我的孩子的话,
I would become a violent man.
我就会变成一个暴力的人。
I would do anything I had to do to stop you from hurting my baby.
我会尽我所能要停止你不要害我的孩子。
And if you were able to hurt my baby,
如果你能够害我的孩子的话,
the more you did it and the longer you did it, the greater my vengeance would be.
你越害他，你越时间越长，我对你的报复会越大。
This world not only mocks God.
这个世界不仅仅是嘲笑神。
Canada and the United States not only mocks God.
北美、加拿大、美国不仅仅是背叛神、嘲弄神。
It mocks the death of His Son.
更嘲弄他儿子的死亡。
It treats His blood as something unclean.
他们藐视他的儿子的血，好像不洁净一样。
It mocks his people.
藐视他的百姓。
One day, some of us will probably go to jail.
有一天，我们当中有些人也许会坐牢。
And what does the book of Romans say?
罗马书怎么说？
They're just storing up wrath for themselves.
他们在为自己积蓄愤怒。
That bow is being pulled back farther and farther.
神的弦越拉。
And when it is released,
当放手的时候
it's over.
完了。
We live in a day and age where if a student doesn't do the work they're supposed to do,
我们活在一个时代，当一个学生不做功课的时候
at the end of the semester, they can ask the teacher, give me a report or something to do so I can make my grade better.
到了学期末了，学生可以要求老师，哎，给我一个什么报告啊，我可以加增我的分数。
Well, that's not going to happen on the day of judgment.
到神的审判的日子，这样的事不会发生。
It's over.
你完了。
Over.
机会过了。
Everlastingly over.
永远没机会了，来不及了。
You say, Brother Paul, why do you preach these things?
保罗弟兄，你干嘛讲这些事儿嘛？
Well, let me ask you a question.
让我请问。
When was the last time you heard sermons like these?
你最后一次听这样的讲道是什么时候？
If we were to round up all the preachers in Toronto,
如果我们把所有多伦多的传道人全部都聚集起来，
even in the last 10 years,
就是过去十年前的十年之内传道人，
all of them combined,
所有的传道人都加在一块，
How many times have they preached sermons like these?
他们多少次这样讲？
Some men have never preached the sermon like
that.
That's why I preach sermons like these. Because it's true. This world and its history is not circular. It's linear. It had a beginning.
它有头,
it has an end. Your life is not cyclical. It's linear. You had a beginning.
你有个起步,
and you will have an end standing before the judgment throne of God.
你也有个终点,
he is not politically correct. He is not tolerant. He is righteous. And as the prophet Amos said, you had better be prepared to meet thy God. You better meet him before that end meeting on judgment day. But there is only one place to meet him. And that is the cross of Jesus Christ. I want you to know something. That a great many people who now call themselves Christians,
很多自称是基督徒的人,
and a great many Chinese people who now call themselves Christians,
很多中国人自称是基督徒的,
they will turn from this truth.
他们会弃绝这个真理,
they already are.
他们已经在弃绝了,
and they will say that there are other ways to God than Jesus Christ.
他们会说, 到耶稣那儿去还有其他的途径。
When you say that, you have denied Jesus Christ. You have denied every testimony the Scripture has regarding Him. And the world may love you for it, but God will condemn you for it. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through Him and His sacrifice.
因为他就是道路, 真理, 生命, 不借着他和他的十字架的牺牲,
there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
只有一位神, 在神跟人中间, 只有一位中保, 就是那将士人,
and there is
耶稣基督,
no other name.
除他以外, 别无成就, 天下人间没有赐下别的名。
There is no other religion that provides atonement for sin. But they all hold to the false lies of this. Either God is really not that righteous, or man is not really that bad. And God is pleased with man. Because God has no standard of righteousness. That's not true.
不,
God is righteous. Man is unrighteous. And the only way for reconciliation is through the death and resurrection of God's own Son. And all that came before Him and all that come after Him are not saviors. If you deny that, you are not Christian. But know this,
注意,
those of us who do not deny it, who believe that Jesus Christ is the only way, when we are persecuted, it will be the Christians who are doing it. It'll be the so-called church that's doing it. And you will not be persecuted as a Christian. You'll be persecuted as a person full of hate. So it won't be noble, your suffering. It won't be noble, your suffering.
所以当你受苦的时候,
they will say they're doing the will of God by condemning you.
他们会说,
And you're not a Christian.
你不是基督徒,
because you don't love. Because you think other people are wrong.
因为你认为别人都错,
Again, I warn you.
再次我警戒大家,
if you deny the uniqueness and exclusivity of Jesus, you are not Christian.
如果你否定基督的唯独性和排他性的话,
Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for your help.
父，我们感谢你，感谢你的帮助。
Father, I pray for those who are your people.
主啊，为你的百姓，为他们祷告。
They will be strong.
求你帮助他们刚强壮大。
In your grace.
在你的恩典中刚强起来。
That they will hold and never deny the singular truth that Jesus is the only Savior.
愿他们持定，也不会否定，基督是独一救主的事实。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.